Joining us on the telephone line right now is Richard Seymour. Good morning, Mr. Seymour.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's going on, Richard?
How are you?
Doing well.
Michael asked me.
How's the weather over there?
It's a little chilly here. Wind chill today was about one or thereabouts. Michael asked me earlier, he said, at what point did you think the Patriots were going to win the game? And I said, when Richard recovered the fumble, because the game was in doubt for me up until that moment.
Hey, for me too. You and me both.
Richard.
Go ahead.
No, finish.
No, I was just saying, it was a big win for us. Anytime you can get a win in December, it's always huge for us. We fight and jockeying for position. And, it was just a big win, and we hung tough as a football team. I think, it just showed the character of what we have in the locker room, guys hanging together and fighting and, just kind of a patchwork type defense, guys coming in, who played in the defense before but hadn't played in a while, and it's week 13 in the season. So, just coming in and filling in and doing a good job for us, and we're definitely going to need everybody come down the stretch.
I know the game of football is tough enough and violent enough, but on the mental side, do you have to fight thinking we're playing against a 2-10 team? Do you have to fight to get that thought out of your head?
No, I don't think that was a thought this week, because we know that they always play well at home. It's kind of like how you say the tale of two halves. I think it's a tale of two teams, a home and versus away, I think, it's been a playoff team for the last couple of years now. So, it's just been a down year for them, but they definitely have the talent across the roster. So, for us defensively, it wasn't taking these guys lightly by any stretch of the imagination. I thought we always had problems with the West Coast offense. If you just look back in the preseason, went down to Tampa, they had like a 17-play drive. Philly had like another 15, 17-play drive. And then yesterday, they kind of marched the ball down the field methodically. So we have to do a better job defensively. But, ultimately, it's about getting a win. And getting a win in December and being tied for first place in the division. So, we still have a lot of work to do, but it's good to do that and having a win at the same time.
Richard, what do you think the most difficult thing to prepare for is when you're talking about a West Coast offense?
Well, I think they do a good job of getting the ball out quick. It's an up-tempo offense. So, they'll take some plays where, they're comfortable with making a three-yard gain, to a receiver. It's kind of like a little run for them. And, I think their receivers are in and out of their breaks real quick, and it's a timing offense, and they just kind of get the ball out quick. And, as far as the defensive lineman is concerned, it kind of just wears you down because you don't really get a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback just because it's the quarterback just gets it and gets the ball out quickly, and then they mix in some runs. So it's and then you can't really guess because they have a lot of different plays and they throw a lot of different formations, a lot of different motions and things like that. So we just have to do a better job defensively as far as understanding what the personnel is and what type of concepts are they trying to beat us with.
You guys have had some injuries. Seems like the linebacking position's been hit pretty hard of late. You went out and added a couple of old friends to the roster last week with Roosevelt Colvin and Junior Seau, and there was a quote in the paper when Rosie showed up in the huddle for the first time. You looked at him and said, "Welcome home." My guess is you didn't expect them to have to play quite as much as they did in that game, though.
Well, they probably didn't expect to play as much as they did, but we definitely needed those guys in that game. And I think, it was the right timing to get both of those guys back for us, because if we didn't have them, I'm not sure, how defensively how we would have probably matched up with them. So, hopefully, they can continue to get better as get in more football condition and shape, because we're definitely going to need those guys come down the stretch, never know what the situation is with Teddy, so Junior may have to play more, and then we'll just kind of put our best foot forward and make the best of what we have.
We've talked to you about this in the past about you've had some time where you had to play without being able to train the way you'd like, the off season training that you'd like. You have probably a better appreciation than anybody for how hard it was for them to do what they did yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's one thing to be hurt, and it's another thing to kind of be out of, not in football shape at the same time. So, you know, they were part of just battling, just the conditioning of the game and being out there, being with the physical play without training camp, especially as a on the defensive side of the ball. It's more of kind of a reaction to what they do. So, you know, it's easier for offensive players when they can just go out and they know what they're doing as far as the type of routes they're running or where they're going. On, we have to react to what someone else does, and I think that's a little bit harder, especially if you hadn't had much, you know, preparation as far as condition is concerned. So, you know, I thought they did a really good job for us yesterday, and we're definitely going to need them.
I don't know who the call came from. I don't know if you got the final, well, the decisive play of the game, whether it came from Mike Vrabel with the green dot on his helmet or if you saw it from Dean Pease. But what did you think when you realized that was going to be the call and that Merriweather was going to blitz? Did you think that it would be a situation where this is money for us, this is going to be a huge play?
Well, we really didn't know. I think one thing we did know, we knew we were going to get pressure on him. And, you know, we brought some pressure throughout the game, and, you know, the quarterback is kind of like another running back in the backfield where he was able to escape out of the pocket and, you know, turn some broken plays into big plays for him. And, you know, he's a pretty fast guy back there. So, and we didn't really do a good job of containing him all day. So, you know, what we said we wanted to do was bring some pressure. We brought some pressure throughout the game. But, you know, in this situation, we really needed to step up and make a big play. And, you know, we were fortunate to, you know, send the safeties up in there, and they were all able to cause a fumble. So, you know, it was kind of really the play to seal the deal for us.
We got an email earlier today. We got calls last week and the week before that saying the Patriots should attack more on defense, blitz more. I know you're not a coach, but what do you think? Would you like to be in a defensive scheme that applies more pressure?
Well, you know, it's kind of tough to say. I think whatever the situation dictates, and, you know, whatever the opposing teams, whatever their strengths and then whatever their weaknesses are. Obviously, on defense, you always want to be into attack mode. You never want to kind of, you know, be in a read and react and let them dictate what they want to do. I think your best defense is always, you know, taking the fight to them, so to speak, and not sitting back and being passive and just kind of reacting to what they do. You always want to go out and, you know, try to dictate. I thought on that play, that was a play where we said, hey, we're coming and you got to block us or get the ball out quickly. So, you know, it was a big play for us in the game. But sometimes, you know, all quarterbacks, you can't do that to, you know, a Peyton Manning and sometimes, you know, Roethlisberger or Brett Favre. You know, some of those guys, they can, you know, if you bring the house on them, they can, you know, find the open guy and make you pay for it. So, you know, I think it's a balancing act. And, you know, we just had to, you know, you just got to make the right plays and the right calls at the right time. And, you know, it's a tough job for anybody to do.
You told us last week that you wanted to be on the field more with Ty down. And then when Vince went down, I was thinking Richard better be careful what he wishes for, because I wasn't sure, I wasn't sure you were ever going to get off the field yesterday.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know if maybe I was on the field by default.
Well,
we didn't have any more bodies.
Your when your coach was asked about it, he said, "I don't want a player who doesn't want to be on the field. I don't want a guy on my team who doesn't want to play more." He seemed to understand your frustration. Were you guys okay with everything last week after our talk, and then when he talked as well?
Oh yeah, no question. You know, I think you know, as a coach, and you know, obviously I respect his decisions and have a lot of respect for the way that he prepares and have his team ready to play. And, you know, I get a lot of insight, and I'm happy to be in a situation where I have a defensive-minded coach who, you know, arguably, you know, one of the best to, you know, best minds, defensive minds in the game. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, that's nothing but a plus. But, you know, as a player, like I said, you know, you always want to be out on the football field to, especially in crucial situations, to help your team win if you feel like you can, you know, be a difference maker. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, it's behind us, and, you know, it's no hard feelings either way. I think we all understand, you know, we just want to put the team in the best situations to win. And we don't win. Obviously, you see some things come out, but, you know, it's no hard feelings. You know, we just finish up this this West Coast trip and come on home.
As an outsider looking in and just thinking about your statement last week of just being on the field more in third down and that desire to be out there, I would say because you have a history of Bill Belichick, a history with Bill Belichick, you could say that, and it's fine. There's an understanding. Maybe if you had said the same thing in your second year, or if you just if you were a free agent signing with the Patriots this year, maybe you wouldn't be able to get away with that, or maybe it would be misunderstood and your point would be muddled. Do you agree with that? That because you've been around here for a while, you can say some things that maybe other guys can't say?
Well, I don't think you ever want to be in a situation where. I mean, I think the coaching staff and everyone around here, they understand that the bottom line is about winning. And I think we all on the same page and we all moving in the same direction as far as that's our ultimate goal from the ownership down to the coaches, to the players. Our ultimate goal and what comes first in this organization is, you know, getting a win at the end of the day. And I think we all on the same page with that. And, you know, I mean, I'm not sure how to answer that question, really. I think, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm really not sure how I should answer that one.
Well, I'll say it this way. Remember Steve Martin?
where is he now?
I mean, I tell you what, they shut that brother down, boy. He said something, and Belichick was like, "Oh, what? What? Oh, you not playing? Oh, see you later." So yeah, you have tenure, Seymour. I mean, you can say some things other people can't, but you know what? He didn't. His production. I guess if you're gonna say some things, you got to have the production to back it up. And I like Steve Martin, but he didn't have the production to back up his words.
Yeah. Okay. I follow you.
There you go.
Hey, Richard. Final question for me, and kind of a follow up to what Michael just said. In your mind, is this as good a year as you've had in a Patriots uniform?
Well, I mean, I think from a production standpoint, I think, getting to the quarterback, and that's, you know, one of the things that you want to do as a defensive lineman. And, you know, for me, I just said, you know, hey, you know, I know I've been hurt the last 2 years, and, you know, I just wanted to come out and be able to just put a whole season together. And, you know, I've been fortunate to be healthy throughout the season and, you know, hadn't had any setbacks as far as injuries are concerned. And, you know, like I said, you know, once I'm healthy, you know, I feel like my ability is comparable to anybody in this league. And, you know, I feel like I can, go out and, play and feel good. And like I said, you know, football has been fun again for me. I think at the end of the season, when it's all said and done, I think, you know, I'll probably look back on it and kind of say, I'm really not sure at this point, you know, how it stacks up against some other years. I think, definitely from a production standpoint, you know, just a half a sack off of my career high, and as far as tackles and hits on the quarterback and applying pressure. So, you know, it just definitely feels good to be able to get back to where you feel comfortable and, you know, feel like you can go out and perform week in and week out at a very high level. So, yep, feels good.
Well, I'm going to ask you this on the way out, Richard. We're going to have Roosevelt Colvin on next hour, and I'm wondering, from a personality standpoint, what does it mean to have Colvin and Junior Seau back on the team?
Well, you know what? I think, Colvin is a guy. He's a family man. He brings a lot of character and personality to our team, and, I think Seau is definitely one of the motivated player that I've probably ever been around, as far as just giving motivational speeches, always being ready. Whether it doesn't matter the situation, it doesn't matter whether it's at practice, walkthroughs. I mean, he's a high intensity guy that raises the level of play for everyone that's around. I mean, he's a very very infectious guy. I mean, to be, I don't know, 40 years old and to bring the type of leadership and attitude that he brings day in and day out, I think is definitely what this team needs, especially going down the stretch, you know, because, you know, sometimes guys get tired and, you know, feel like just the monotony of the season and just kind of putting games together and they all kind of intertwining and days kind of rolling together. I think he does a good job for us of just, hey, you know, nothing is guaranteed in this league, or you can't take anything for granted. And I think that's what we need coming down the stretch. And we're definitely going to need to put these three games together and get a win here in Oakland and then kind of finish up the last one at home and then in Buffalo. So, you know, it's a big ending to our season for us. And, you know, we're looking to finish on a strong note. But definitely to answer the question, those guys bring a lot to the team.
Sounds like you guys have heard the I'm not retiring, I'm graduating speech from Seau many times. Huh?
You know what?
Next step in life.
He's not even graduating, he's re-enrolled.
You know, if anybody has seen that guy talk, I mean, he can definitely raise the hair on your back. So, I mean, he's definitely a great guy to have in the locker room for it.
Richard, congratulations on the win yesterday. Best of luck in Oakland. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Richard. That is Patriots defensive end Richard Seymour joining us live from Santa Clara, California. We'll take a break.